This is Ted Kennedy. Mandatory minimum prison sentences are a bad idea in the war on crime. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, did you notice the story not long ago about the San Diego federal judge who resigned rather than impose excessively harsh sentences mandated under current rigid federal guidelines? The guidelines themselves are not at fault. Congress is. As originally adopted in 1987, the guidelines were designed to eliminate the gross disparities by which some defendants received excessively lenient sentences for their crimes. But the guidelines also preserved enough leeway for judges to deal fairly with individual cases. Unfortunately, Congress in recent years has become increasingly inclined to put its thumb on the scales of justice by eliminating the leeway and mandating inflexible prison terms. These sentencing straitjackets are fundamentally unfair, Al. Let's stop turning judges into robots and driving them off the bench. Sentences must be tough, Al, but they also must be fair.
Speaking of robots, Ted, let's back up here just a minute. You voted in favor of the crime bill back in 1984 that created the Sentencing Commission and the current problem. Then there was a great cry and a need to reform the sentencing system. Depending on where in America one was tried and convicted, a criminal could receive either a slap on the wrist or a load of hard time for the exact same crime. Tell me how that was fair. Since you and I are both members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, let's hold hearings on this one. Judges should have some leeway to use their own personal discretion in setting a sentence. But let's not go back to those old days of chaos and confusion where one jurisdiction would go easy and the other would really lay it on. That would only be tipping the scales of justice in the opposite direction, with thumbs on it, instead of working to find the reasonable and sensible solution. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on remembering what's important when we celebrate Thanksgiving. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.